to explain the situation.
What happened a couple of times before over here was that some devotees became very passionate, mistreated a few village people over here, these laborers. And at that time, many of the village people from the villages, they came and they were protesting and they made a big scene about it. One of them was Charana Ravindra, who created a very... And then there was Advaita Charya also. So, it was a very delicate situation because these people, they, it may be a very little thing, you know, a little thing which did not need much propaganda or anything like that, but the village people made it very big. And all the
villagers, they do that.
They start because they have no other engagement, a little thing to excite them, then they want to become excited.
In Bengal, it is called Tilke Tal. Tal, you call palm fruit. It is big. And Tilke is Sisem. You know Sisem seeds? Sisem, yes. That's very small. This is Sisem seeds called Til. Tila. And they make it Tal. And it's called Til, it becomes Tal. And then it
becomes
Tilke Tal. That was Til, but they called it Tal.
So that was happening. Then the other thing is that these people, they are very innocent people, and they are very superstitious also. So when they see foreigners, they immediately become a little afraid. And there is some kind of a complex that comes on them, and it makes it very difficult for the foreigners to communicate with these people. This is what I've seen happening. It's very difficult to communicate. Now, this is what I've experienced since last 2-3 days also. When Tejas was trying to get this garden around here done, but the village, the laborers could not get the message across. But the result was they were doing something else, and then the blame was coming on me. I never instructed them at all for doing anything. I never took them away from the work at all. I was amazed and I was surprised to hear that I was accused of taking away the laborers from Tejas and put them on some other work, which I had no concern at all. So this is what was troubling me today when I was thinking that how is it that there was this misunderstanding which was caused anxiety in so many devotees. So this communication gap is going to be a problem which has to be solved. And for that,
well, this is the explanation of the situation. Yes. So how to adjust these things? No. Good.
What I would suggest, Prabhupada, is that I could stay here and whatever work we have to do, we sit together in the morning or in the night and decide. Now tomorrow we have to do so much, we need so much labor for vegetables, we need so much labor for this. We make up a whole schedule of work for the next day. And in the morning, laborers come and Tejas, who has experience in agriculture, he can show how this has to be done, how
that's
yes. And I can be there to see that there is proper communication. And then after 10 o'clock, because laborers start work early morning, so at 10 o'clock, then I can go to Hyderabad and do official work over there. Seeing the government
and
things like that.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay. We should meet in the late in the evening, in the afternoon, so that if we need more laborers, they have to be informed previously. You can't inform them in the morning. You have to inform them the previous day in the evening. Mm-hmm. Someone has to go to their village or whatever and tell them how many people you need.
Mm-hmm.
Because each day is going to be a little different. And we start, as soon as we get the water, we're going to need many, many laborers.
Yes. Better it would be if we could get permanent laborers. That's another thing I experienced. That when these village laborers come, they come at 9 o'clock, 9:30. They work with their own speed, and then at 5:30 they see the sun. I was amazed how they find the exact time, but they do it by the sun's movements. Mm-hmm. Exactly at 5:30 they will stop their work and go. But I have seen our laborers who stay here on our land. They work from 5:30 in the morning. They work all day, mm-hmm. all the way to the night.
There are some people here from the local village that work also.
Yes.
I think that reminds
me. But this is a good idea. In the evening, you sit together, make program, and execute it in the morning. Yes, yes.
There's one more point that Ted just mentioned about the outside workers that care of.
And we should also be careful because by enmity, I also, because I live in village of houses for 2 years. And I've seen in different cases where an outsider is there, these Kerala people, they're also considered outsiders. These villages, they regard them as being different. So they're actually even getting more requisites than the local people. We should try to encourage the local people in working. They may not, in the beginning, work so hard, but we should encourage them that this is their project.
Local people will always be working because we will never have a staff to be enough for all our work. Like we may have 20, 30 families staying here, and I have seen that the people who are staying in these villages, they will not come and stay over here because they are staying just around here. They have their own house. They will come and work here, they will participate in everything, but they won't come and stay here. They have their houses outside here. But the people from different villages are a little away, who have no home, who are helpless, they will come and stay, and they will be very loyal. If we give them food, if we give them clothing, they will be very loyal to us. They will become like our supporters. There's two men here who are like that, because they have no home. They were staying on the street, and they were working on the construction, so I said, come here. And then we gave him food
at Mobile.
Nebusha, he's a Muslim, but he's so loyal. He's the best man. And then Puru and Hanuman, these three people, they're very loyal. And they're trustworthy. Now, these people in the villages, they are 10, because they have their home there, so they sometimes they want something for their home, so they steal. And if some other village man steals, he will not stop him. He will say, all right, because if he stops him, then he, in his village, there will be trouble for him. See? So he will encourage his other villagers to steal. But these men, if they see some villagers stealing, they will stop him. This will happen.
This is better. Sorry, I don't
need. So we have both. We can get outsiders to come and stay here who we can give the style and make them chance. And give them Mahaprasad. They love it. You give them morning, you should give them a little Mahaprasad in the morning. They should like it very much. Like that, we gain their confidence.
It's nice that they come here and stay.
Yes.
And remain our 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That is very good.
The only thing is that in the beginning, because they do not know us very well, they will demand some salary, which I told you previously. That now I'm paying them 100 rupees and 125 rupees for a family.
Why not 100 rupees? They're eating and they're doing something.
100 rupees, they have a family, then his wife works also, and then his children who are grown up, they all work. Everyone works.
Without fail, we have to meet every evening. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be any, without fail, every evening we should meet. There shouldn't be any interruptions, otherwise then it becomes Yesterday, we were discussing the prasad cooking.
So you need to bring in one nice cook.
Yeah, well, being here, I mean, I was just over there, I noticed some of the carpenters are cooking, and I don't know who the other people are.
Right. They're not cooking for the feast, they're cooking their own thing.
No, 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 they were cutting up our vegetables, which are going to be cooked and served to the public.
No.
Yes, right over there, but that's fine.
No, honey is in there.
What about professional cooks?
Yes, Brahman.
Professional cooks?
Well, then they are Brahmans.
Yes, but they, even though they are Brahmins, they have this habit of smoking. And if you try to find a professional cook who doesn't smoke, it's very difficult. Even
as far as possible, our one man should cook. A professional man is a good habit.
As far as our devotees cooking, it's practically impossible. They've tried so hard, they just can't do it. Yesterday, two of the boys tried to help, and their rice was not cooked because it was not done. And he burned his leg, the water fell on his leg, and he couldn't handle the pots properly. And he got, now the poor boy is suffering, he's got a wounded leg, one of the German boys. The one with long hair. So, you see, our devotee is there, they're not. This boy, Bengali boy, did it. He's good, he can do it, but he needs at least four or five men to help.
He was a professional cook, but he can't do it himself.
He needs at least four people to help. It's a big cooking, so it's also very difficult for one man to do it. And nobody wants to help the cooking, because it's so hot, it is, smoke goes in the eyes, and it's very troublesome, so nobody wants to help in the cooking, devotees.
Not really.
They're not willing to help in the kitchen, because it is very hot, very hard, the eyes get burnt, things like that. So this one Bengali boy, he's a very good cook, he can do it very nice, but he wants help. And if no one helps, then he refuses to cook, and if you threaten, then he runs away. Yesterday he tried to run away four times, because we were trying to press him.
So that we have to do. Find out some man, cooperate. But I don't know.
So I just started asking about hundred people. From my experience,
No.
We should get professional cooks who are really good, like this man who cooks today.
He's coming. He can be.
Yes, he himself will come. But he will have the habit of smoking, and we can, I think, we can, the most regular is smoking. If you want to smoke, you go somewhere far away and smoke, and before you start cooking, you must wash your hands, have a bath, and then do the cooking.
There is no uncle, only blind uncle. So the matter is now clear, you believe. And develop it.
There's one confusion in my mind, Prabhupada. Perhaps said that the local villagers are not inclined to come here and live because they're living just outside. But my impression was, from hearing you speak, was that everyone, whether they're living just outside or long distance outside, they're suffering from a period of distance. They're having struggle for existence. They're being attacked by the government. They have so many problems to maintain this. And every living being in the material world is struggling to maintain itself. But if we offer them a house here, and some work, and we give them all food, clothing, and
shelter. That's our aim.
That's our aim.
That's our aim. So we go and get some men to cut the hill, put blocks,
and it's
whatever build that is developed house.
Just in this other pool, they're good.
The land is home. Yeah. And that first person can do that to cover the hill.
Yes. But, yes, that can be done. But family attachments, you see, these people, they have also family attachment, just like communists. They are not so willing to, because their whole family, the whole village is like one family. It's like one family. They're all related to each other. And they can stay, they stay, many of them stay here.
But naturally, everyone wants to stay at his own place. Home sweet home, there's no place. It's natural. They would like to stay there. But if they have got facility to leave,
I was thinking, we can make their house just like our house. Yes. They are living right on our border. We can go to their house, tell them how to make an altar, and make them live like how we are living. Let them stay there, but let them live a good Krishna conscious life.
Immediately, long time ago, when I was guided, actually, I went with my father in the village. So, one man from the village was serving us. And my father said that this boy is nice. Why not take him to the village? So, one day, he was absent. It was lovely. So, I went to the interior of the village. I saw that his house was broken. There was no roof. And rain was falling, and he was sitting covered in the cloth. Then I told him, when you come with us, and Calcutta is a big, nice place, nice place. Then he answered, Na Bahu Ghar Chhere Jaati. Babuji, I cannot go out of my home. This is my practical. He was sitting idly and he's dropping and he could not come to serve. His spirit, that is his home. And he cannot leave home. Babu Charles Sereja. It may be very rough condition to say nobody wants to give up home sweet home. That is natural sentiment. So you have to manage. You see that the point is this daily passenger class. This one man says that son was asking, mother, this is his father. And he had no same father. Rather, he had no chance to see father because the father comes back to him from the office. It is 9:10 o'clock or more than that. That time the son is sleeping. And again, he has to go early in the morning. That time when the son is sleeping. So, he did not know. So, on Sunday, when he grew up, he asked him, who is this man? So, this man, not only in India, everywhere, I've seen in New York, from the other islands, or the
all around.
They're coming 2 hours in the day. 3 hours in the bus, they are going to the office, 8 hours there, then 5 hours at 8 hours, 13 hours, second 5 hours, then 18 hours, and for 6 hours they are back home.
I knew people coming from Pune to Bombay to work,
yes.
All the way from Pune.
The home attachment is so great. It's really by interpreting many, many accidents. extent then. You are to be like and all other without complaining for us. 17 hours are outside. They mean 7 hours at home. But it's still is not. My attachment is very big, but therefore we have to create attachment for this horizon. If you create that attachment, then they will give up home attachment. Try right to the part of this. You have to train there in this consciousness in such a way. Then Adrusa Dasa Dosadisan, otherwise. And gradually, they will be elevated to the platform of us. Then they will not talk about money, they will not talk about religion, just you and me. That stage that requires little advance. That price is keep them from government. Then say the word for the as you make the heart clean, they become more and more advanced. And then the state of asati, then it is moved again. It's like we have given up our heart and woman, wife and children, we have given up better vision. That is, you cannot expect anything. Param Vishrama Vattati, when one gets better at that, then they can be the next state. Therefore, we have to continue this country. This is it. And there is very great prospect to develop this place and here an experience and develop it very nice example. One successful year we can introduce this program. And India will be easier because they are by nature inclined to Krishna consciousness. Keep them alive. Otherwise, why do we have to take so much responsibility?
Last night was very hard. Again, no one was coming to the kirtan. These persons who are staying here, the garbage devotees, if they don't come,
devotees,
no one would come. It was a great struggle. I was again, Jagadish and I and Murthy, we were alone there. And we had to go and get people and again, no one would come. This Krishna wouldn't come and another boy never comes. They should be made to leave. Otherwise they must follow the purpose. Kirtan is so nice. All day we may be doing something. The only relief we get
done without Kirtan is
the sectors. You will come to them.
Stop Kirtan, there is ordinary.
Work. And these people are very enthusiastic for Kirtan.
And the planet, what is this planet? This planet. Very small.
But if you want every day, you should buy one.
Buy one.
A good one.
Yes.
Make it a very permanent place.
Oh yes.
with prominent speakers, prominent lights, and
we should have early night.
Prabhupada wants us to continue every day kirtan and prasad and glory.
What is the price?
I'll find out tomorrow.
Great, nice. Enthusiastic. Everything you said. Any other questions to discuss?
I don't know if this is the time, but I think this project should have the same account. Yes, it will have an account in the name of the trust. ISKCON Venkateshwar Trust. So as soon as we register tomorrow, day after tomorrow, we'll open an account in that name. With how many signings? And the amount which will be given from your divine grace with your loan towards the trust, which will be paid back later on.
My account?
Yes.
Today, I sent them something.
Yes.
And then what is it?
Yes, when it comes from
that. Will be. So, open that.
And also that lakh of rupees which I gave him last year.
Yes, that 1 lakh rupees I will pay from the 4.5 lakhs. You told me to put it everything into your account. So should I put the 4.5 lakhs into your account, or should I put one lakh in this account and then fee?
Anyway.
Okay.
Then
email
the
transfer here. Can we get it from Germany? Yes, that is understood. Yeah, you can go directly into this account.
So immediately go
back up. Yes.
But we're going to have a permanent tunnel, but visitors, why don't we build a simple kirtan hall where people can also take the sun, something like they build in life of a night?
That you told me just now at that site where we have the permanent temple.
That
you can do.
Okay.
One more question. When the first time we were here 2 years ago, you suggested that we should have going to try to paint it immediately.
Yes. This is not there, go to the temple.
Right here?
Yes.
Shall we begin right here? We have this little place.
Yes.
I have a set of Gorni ties with me from the bus, but they're
slowly.
Okay.
Yes. And I have regular Kirtan and Arati. Did you not see that? That is our engine. Yes. Yes. And today, we are seeing it puts up with your patience and
determination.
And here he makes determination, everything is there. Everything is there. Just a mass land. And Kankur Krishna is there. Land, labor is there. Simply organization. That's right. Then everything is there. Let you be production. Discover ease yourself as necessary. And then say, Krishna. People in the surprise, organize. And there are 20,000 men on earth.
No, that is just very near villages, there's about 8,000.
And next, 1,000 person in telescope. So, you can engage some water for cutting
Yes. Tomorrow I'll arrange.
There's definitely cool. Some very good workers. I saw in the village they have so many places where their rocks stacked up.
Yes.
They have many Christians in the W. That's the main religion there. They happen. Just near the stem. That Andrea already has the process is that you make
cuts.
And then there's some men to make that.
Cells. Ground cells.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the ones which are on the.
Then go back and you get everything. Yeah, we have to put it outside. Huh? Quite a little house. Yeah. It is very nice. Very strong. And very honorable. That's it. So, the
lineage has come. Yeah, the sun.
The children, by themselves, they were everywhere. Get some of these kids. The children.
Let's go.
Sit down daily.
Okay.
And make next for them. Then do this.
Jai Prabhupada.
Jai. Jai.